You're listening to WHFR Dearborn. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. We are broadcasting live from Henry Ford College in Dearborn, Michigan. And live in the studio right now, we have Alex Karaczynski. How you doing, Alex?
Good, man. How are you doing?
All right. I can't hear Alex.
Maybe I wasn't close enough to the mic?
Yeah, maybe a little bit closer.
Is that better?
I still can't hear. Oh, okay. I'm not used to doing it this way. I apologize. Normally we have our band members out in Studio J, so we're good to go now.
Well, hello there.
There.
I am clipping.
We are perfect now. Okay. All right. So you got some good stuff for us?
Oh, yeah.
This afternoon?
Always got some good stuff.
Cinematic soundscapes. You're going to play your bass guitar with a loop machine and other various things?
Yes. Quite a lot of pedals here. Just going to play some very relaxing, kind of like melodic music with just a bass.
Sounds good to me. All right. Let me know when you're ready, and then we'll get started.
You want to get started right away? Just start playing?
Let's do it.
All right. I don't really have names for songs and whatnot, so we'll just start off with something.
Okay.
Thank you.
right. Nice stuff, Alex.
Cool, how's that?
Mm-hmm. All right, I gotta get you up here potted up. I gotta get used to this guest mic thing, you know? We always have the bands in Studio J, so bear with me, it's my fault. I gotta get used to this in-the-room kind of experience, more intimate.
Way more intimate. It's much better to talk face-to-face.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know, for some reason, what popped in my head was the last time we met.
Yeah.
I heard that. It just, it sounded something, like something melancholy, like, you know, reminiscing about something, somebody that you know and you missed.
Cool.
What do you think?
I mean, most of my music is derived from thoughts and feelings and stuff and, like, where I've been in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And, I don't know, I don't consciously think about what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
But as I listen to stuff back that I've had over time, because I've been recording little bass stuff for ever since I was like 10 years old.
Oh, wow.
So I always like to listen to my old work and just find out where I was.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. during that time.
Mm-hmm. That's a great thing about music. It's an ability to, like, you know, express your feelings at the time, where you're at that moment.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've been doing it for, well, that means, what, about at least 12, 13, 14 years then?
Yeah, but I think going about on 13 years.
Okay. What made you get into playing the bass guitar?
I don't know. Ever since I was young, we had gotten some classical guitars, and we started taking guitar lessons, my brother and I, and never really caught on to that, and then I just fell into bass, and
mm-hmm.
been doing that ever since.
Anybody in particular that influenced you or made you say, hey, I want to do bass? And
I actually think my brother actually told me. He's like, you should play bass.
Really?
Yeah. So I was just like, all right, that's what I've been doing now.
Okay. And you've played in at least a few bands, right, over the years?
Oh, yeah, so many bands.
You want to talk about a couple, name a few? Or?
Well, the most favorite band I was in was a band called Fighting Lights. We were an indie band. We were like post-hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
We did lots of stuff. Recorded, I guess, an EP at Zoinga Studios in Royal Oak. It's another. It's an indie recording place. I mean, the dude's not. He just operates out of his basement.
Okay.
So, mm-hmm. But the stuff turned out really professional. Got everything on iTunes and whatnot. And I even sold about 100 CDs to Japan once.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So there's a couple record stores in Japan that are just rocking some Fighting Light CDs.
Cool. Sometimes you have to go to other countries, you know, to
yep.
sell your stuff.
Yeah. So I'm big in Japan, so don't worry.
All right. How about a couple others?
Other than that, after Fighting Lights disbanded, I started doing session work. I recorded with This Is Life, This Is Living. They are a really brutal death metal band based out of Lawrence, Michigan, I guess Kalamazoo.
Okay.
We went to Dreadcore Studios in White Lake, and I recorded their album AmeriCult on bass, which was complete swing for me because me playing death metal, especially coming from Fighting Lights when it was like pretty poppy, post-hardcore, like
yeah,
just kind of that kind of stuff. So yeah, then I did the metal album, and while I was working on that, I worked a little bit with a band called The Bronze Way.
Okay.
They're like a super pop band, mm-hmm. like top 40 style pop.
Oh, wow.
And then after that, I did Neurosonic, and you guys had the pleasure of meeting Neurosonic.
Yes, we did.
Played here. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of like contemporary rock, kind of like 80s shred stuff.
Classic stuff.
Yeah. Very classic.
Mm-hmm.
So I've
you've run the gamut as far as
I definitely have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Cool. All right. What do you have for us now then?
Another song.
All right. Let's do it. Thank you. All right. Yeah. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. We have Alex Karaszynski in here doing a live set for us. I want to call that one 3 a.m.
3 a.m.?
Yeah.
Okay.
I picture driving, you know, somewhere, like, endlessly, maybe trying to get your thoughts, you know, in order, or, like, just thinking about something, like on a rainy night, in the middle of the night.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I like that. See? You come up with good names.
Cool. I appreciate it, then. So, for people that are interested in the musical part about it, as far as, like, equipment, what are you using to achieve these sounds this afternoon?
Oh, man. Well, most of my sound is coming from... Can you hear my bass right now, too?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I've got a Digitech triple whammy doing this kind of stuff. The...
Okay.
So it's just a pitch shifter, and it lets me do just... that stuff.
Okay.
Other than that, I got a delay pedal. Right now I'm using a Line 6 DL4. I used to use a Boss DD7, mm-hmm. but mine broke.
Okay. So. How does that compare to, like, what you would normally do, like, in a band, like Neurosonic, for instance?
Well, with Neurosonic, I didn't really use pedals at all.
Okay.
I've always had pedals. I've had them for... ever since I started playing bass, I was really into pedals.
Mm-hmm.
Like making cool noises and layering stuff, obviously, is what I do.
Okay.
And when it comes to band settings, in Fighting Lights, I did use delay on occasion, and I often used a lot of tone-shaping pedals. Like, mm-hmm. I've got a tube preamp over here, an English Muffin by Electro-Harmonix,
mm-hmm.
and it just kind of gives you a little bit of tube action. I used a lot of tone-shaping pedals and some delay in Fighting Lights, and then with Neurosonic, I just plugged straight into my amp and played.
Yeah, just went to it, huh?
Yeah.
All right, so you got to have at least one or two heroes, though, as far as bass playing. So there's got to be somebody out there.
All the big names, obviously, like Victor Wooten.
Okay.
Dude's awesome. But my favorites generally are towards more the melodic side. Like, there's a cat named Gene Bawden. He does, you can find him on YouTube and stuff. He's pretty known for doing his cover of, like, Mario and stuff.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Two-hand tapping. He uses, an 11-string bass.
Oh, wow.
And I'd love to get into extended-range basses, but mm-hmm. I got no money.
Yeah, that can be quite expensive.
But my favorite indie band is a band called L1011. I was telling you about them earlier.
Right.
The dude has a double neck guitar / bass.
Mm-hmm.
The drummer has got an acoustic kit and an electric kit, and they loop everything, and they just have fun doing what they're doing. They're not signed or anything. I mean, mm-hmm. they run their own record label.
Right.
But I just like people that are in it to make music for music.
As opposed to, like, getting rich or
famous
or groupies.
I mean, let alone, it would be great to have some money.
Oh, certainly. That's icing on the cake, but... ultimately, you got to do it for the right reason at the beginning. You got to do it because you love doing it. If you get the money and all that other stuff, you know, besides that, hey, that's icing on the cake. And
of course.
You know, all is good, but certainly. Okay. I was going to say, I'll think about it. Let's do another track.
All right. Let's see, what should I play?
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, Motor Live Drive at 5. Thank you. All right. Yeah. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. We have Alex Karaszynski in here doing some cinematic-type soundscapes for us. You know what? I'm gonna say that one reminds me of The End of Summer.
Yeah?
It's a happy song, but it tells me that things are, like, coming to an end. Not a bad end, but you know what I'm saying. You know, it's the final week or two to celebrate and be with friends and, you know, that kind of thing.
I really need to have you do commentary after every time I play anything, because it's great.
Good stuff there. Speaking of cinematic soundscapes, have you tried or have you thought about, like, you know, getting with a film company, maybe a local one, maybe do soundtrack type of stuff? Or
yeah, I'd love to do that kind of stuff. Mark was actually telling me about 48 Hour Video.
Yeah, which I believe is no longer, but there is other, you know, projects out there, companies like that.
The horror film project got canceled.
The horror film project? Okay.
But yeah, just the horror film project for this fall got canceled.
Okay.
They'll be back next summer with the regular 48 Hour Film project. But there's another 4-day film project that's about to happen. There's always amateur film projects happening, things going on. Put yourself out there.
Yeah, I'd love to be a part of any of that. I messaged their Facebook about becoming a musician, and the dude just responded that they weren't doing the horror thing.
Right.
That's all he said to me.
It's like, yeah. All right. Not enough people stepped up for the horror project. But like I said, the regular 48 Hour was over the summer, and they got a nice turnout. I'm sorry. If I'd known, you would be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's always, you know, the next time, and of course, and just keep your eyes and ears open, definitely. So, please tell me there's a way to find your stuff, though? I mean, if we want to get something that we've heard today or something like it anyway.
Definitely like it, not
yeah, exactly, not exactly but
yeah, I've got a SoundCloud. It's just my name at SoundCloud, so Alex Karaszynski.
All right.
Should I, like, provide the spelling and whatnot?
Yeah, please do, just to verify.
All right, Alex, A-L-E-X, and then Karaszynski, K-A-R-A-S-I-N-S-K-I. And you can find me at SoundCloud. You can find me at Facebook.
I was just going to say, I've been spelling it right over the air, so I'm a happy boy. Okay, so SoundCloud would be the best way to find your stuff.
Definitely.
Do you have a Facebook page for any of that? Or?
I do. I just made one.
Okay.
Just made one because of this.
Okay.
And, yeah, it's the same. It's just Facebook at my name.
Okay.
So people can just go on there. I got, like, almost 30 followers now. Doing great.
Hey, it's a start. Yeah. Next time I see you, I'm sure you'll have 10 times that much. Huh?
Oh, I hope so.
All right. So if anybody's interested in what they're hearing today, then please visit Alex Karaszynski on Facebook or SoundCloud, and you can check out some more of what you're hearing today. All right. What do you have for us now, then?
Another song.
All right. All right. Yeah. We're live in the studio, WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. We have Alex Karaczynski in here.
Hello.
Hey. That sounds like you were celebrating somebody, somebody that you're close to. I decided to name it Zoe.
Zoe?
Zoe.
That's a beautiful name.
It is. It's a female name, and it actually means life in Greek.
There we go.
There you go.
There we go.
All right. Any plans of performing any of this stuff live anytime in the future? Anywhere? Any place?
I would love to perform live. Mm-hmm. The thing is, most promoters don't want me.
Hmm.
Like, I feel like I'd be great on, like, acoustic, like, poetry night type stuff.
Uh-huh.
Like, even if I wasn't, like, a featured musician, just, mm-hmm. like, play behind people reading poetry and whatnot.
Okay.
I feel like that would be really cool. But I haven't found a promoter yet that wants to put me on a show.
All right. Well, I mean, if you're not interested in so much the commercial side of it, I think we can maybe figure out something for you. What you would do is probably be part of a more of an experimental display. Something like that would happen at Trinisof's in Eastern Market. I don't know if you ever heard of that place.
I've never heard of that.
Trinisof's is right on Gratiot Avenue, and they actually have done a couple benefits for WHFR. And some of the stuff that we've had on there is, again, more in the experimental side.
That sounds very cool.
Yeah, you know, so different types of music, improvisational, avant-garde, whatever, you know. It's not, you know, one of those places you go to hear rock and roll, you know, offense to that, but that's good stuff too, but I think you would fit in a lot better for something like that, so.
Cool. Well, give me the details for that.
All right. We'll definitely make sure that we do that. All right. So in case people weren't listening toward the beginning of the hour, your name is?
My name is Alex Karaczynski.
And the best place to find your music or check it out?
SoundCloud.
Okay. And spell it for us one more time, just in case.
AlexKaraczynski.
Okay. And we've been listening to you for the last 50 minutes. We got time for, well, I guess depending on what you have in mind, one or two more tracks. We got to go up until 6 o'clock. It's up to you.
Nice. Yeah. Okay.
Just let me know. One track, two tracks, it's up to you.
We will see what happens.
All right. Thank you.
that bad. Lodge yourself. It's like liking your own posts on Facebook.
I always like my own posts on Facebook. I'm so funny that I have to like my own post.
You save the best for last.
Somebody's got to do it, right?
Get the ball rolling, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Suggest it to other people. Ah, he liked it.
So why not you? All right. You got lots of great music there. Sounds. How about lyrics? Do you write any lyrics ever?
Oh, man. I have dabbled in a couple lyrical encounters.
Mm-hmm.
There's actually a couple songs on SoundCloud you can find that I'm singing on, but I'm not good at singing. And auto-tune is my friend. Auto-tune will make anyone a musician.
Pretty much, no offense, but
yeah, used a lot of auto-tune. Try to get something going on. But other than that, no, I don't really do lyrics. I'd love to find somebody that would want to do something. But
certainly, if you found the right person to sing
them. Yeah.
Then again, we're asking, like, would you write them?
Of course.
You do have some ideas kicking around that you could use, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to thank you, Alex, for coming to play for us today. Really appreciate it. We had a good time. We enjoyed it immensely. Let's do one more before we get out of here.
All right. All right. Cha-cha.
You are listening to WHFR Dearborn.
I hope that was satisfactory.
Well, what do you think?
Suspense. Thank you.